From technology and acquisition to citizen services and mission execution, a culture shift is underway with federal government leaders increasingly seeking out solutions that disrupt the way business has traditionally been done. Here we connect with those government and industry leaders driving this change and delivering the real results in support of their agency mission. This is Keeping IT Brief. Today we're speaking with Dr. Chakib Chirabi, the Chief Data Scientist and Acting Associate Director, the Office of Data Services at NTIS. And today we are speaking about successes and challenges of AI in the government workspace. Thank you for joining me today, Doctor. Now, please share with us the work you're leading in the AI government space.
Well, good morning, and thank you for the opportunity. So I work at the NTIS, which is the National Technical Information Service, which is a federal agency within the U.S. Department of Commerce. And our mission is to provide innovative data services to federal agencies to advance their federal data priorities, enable operation excellence, and achieve mission outcomes. So how do we do that? Well, we use a very innovative framework that we have developed and that was provided us by law from Congress. So we have this unique vehicle called the Joint Venture Partnership Authority, and it enables us to leverage leading innovative companies and organizations that are pre-vetted and capable to help federal agencies solve their complex data challenges. I'm sure it is going to resonate with your audience, because we operate outside the FAR, the Federal Acquisition Regulation. So we are allowed to partner up with the best and brightest in the industry, in Silicon Valley, in the universities, research centers, nonprofit, to help address federal data priorities with several federal agencies. So currently we are involved with JAIC from the Department of Defense, DHS, HHS, VA, the Department of Labor, Department of Energy, OPM, and then I go on with several federal agencies. Some of the problems that we're working on are focused on data science innovation, artificial intelligence, machine learning, blockchain, and you name it, any other emerging technologies. So the first thing we do usually with these federal agencies is to focus on the problem and the mission that they're trying to accomplish. And once we have defined a problem statement with them, then we get into the partnership with the partner, and then we start working, doing the work. So just to give you some examples, since you asked me, I just wanted to get an introduction to set up the context. One of the areas that we're working with currently is fighting fraud, waste, and abuse across the government. So we're working with the HHS OIG and VA OIG to make sure that every dollar spent is properly spent in an approved transaction. So when we started working with HHS, for instance, it's a huge agency with 1.2 trillion spend with a T. So it's a very big agency, and they wanted to take advantage of their data to make better decisions, to get a better idea about their operational excellence, and third, to fight abuse and waste, etc., because it has been estimated that even if there is only 5% of abuse, like let's take Medicare, 5% Medicare is about $600 billion budget, so we're talking about $30 billion that can be saved. And when you look at fraud, waste, and abuse, you have to look at it also holistically, because the impact of, it's not just financial loss, because there is an impact that impacts humans and the agency, the way it operates and its funding and so on and so forth. So we, the first step that we did, as we do in any data-driven solution, is to consolidate the data infrastructure. So the way HHS used to work, and most federal agencies have worked that way, is that they usually have they have the data. It's there, but it's there in the context of a specific business application. So you have what's called siloed environment. So the first step that we did is to try to integrate all those systems to bring them together to better support data-driven solutions. And then we start looking at the way to identify waste and abuse and fraud by using machine learning and artificial intelligence. So we do that by identifying suspicious transactions that detect anomalies and unusual patterns, which can result in identifying overpayment or improper payment or fraudulent schemes. We worked as well with DOL with a similar objective. DOL, Department of Labor, work across about 15 different systems and spanning multiple bureaus. So it was impeding the DOL ability to utilize the full potential of this unique data in the execution of its mission. So we worked with them also to identify improper payment and solidify the operation by looking at the payment error rate and so on and so forth. And then help them in general establish a data infrastructure that will help them to leverage machine learning in delivering their mission, achieving their data-driven objectives, and achieve operation excellence.
Great, thank you. Now, could you please share your perspective and experience on success and challenges of AI and innovative technologies?
Absolutely. There is, of course, machine learning and artificial intelligence and data-driven solutions are very powerful. They are really transformative technologies. So federal agencies are knowledgeable about that. So the whole thing is actually under the federal data strategy. The federal data strategy is there to actually provide that infrastructure and framework to implement the vision for modernizing the federal government and driving data innovation. So to allow federal agency to deliver their mission their mission outcomes, as well as increase their effectiveness and provide excellent service on behalf of the American people. So when we start working with agency and the NTIS, we have this unique perspective because we work with several federal agencies on different data-driven solutions. So what we have noticed is that the fundamental aspect are very similar across the federal agencies. Number one, there's a lot of data that can be leveraged, but it's very difficult to access the data. The data is maybe of poor quality. There is not a specific data governance that allow us to enrich and make sure that the data is of good quality for us to develop data-driven solutions. And usually there is a lot of legacy systems, old systems that hold a lot of the data, but are difficult in helping accessing that data, sharing it, and leveraging it the proper way. So we have been working with a lot of agencies first to implement the data infrastructure that is flexible and powerful enough to support the innovative technologies. The point is that the major challenge is to integrate data from different systems and to do it in enterprise-wide scale and make that data ready for not only a single application but an application across the enterprise. As a data scientist, I can tell you that the most value comes from being able to collect, aggregate, and correlate information from different kinds of systems. So that's the first step that we've been doing. And then usually they need to move to the cloud, use a hybrid cloud infrastructure to allow us to leverage that data. Number two is that agencies always ask about where should we start? So there is a lot of, the spectrum is very wide and different across the federal government. There is some agencies are working on very advanced machine learning applications, like in at Jake. We work with Jake on several advanced applications that deals with the battlefield, how to gather data with sensors remotely and make almost instantaneous decisions that can be a life or death situations, all the way to the low end of the spectrum, where actually agencies are just experimenting with machine learning on specific basic applications, like small predictive models, etc. And most of the agencies are somehow in the middle. So the question is, where should they start? And that's where the NTIS can help with that, because we have this innovative framework. our framework allows us to actually explore, because whenever you do innovation, you do something new that you don't know what it is about. So that's so when we meet with an agency, we start looking at their pain points. We try to identify the problems that they want to solve. We want to understand the mission, where they want to get. And then we said, okay, let's go and explore. Let's come up with a problem statement that gives us a scope of things that we can work on that are innovative, that are new to the agency, that can transform eventually the agency. And let's explore them. So since we operate outside the FAR, it allows us to do that and use design thinking to approach to get there. So when we explore, we try to find applications that usually they don't have to use machine learning, but even machine learning is so powerful that eventually that's the way we end up with. When we develop the prototype and the proof of concept, we see that the best solution probably will involve some machine learning, etc. So that's where we're at.
Thank you, Doctor. And be sure to join us for part two of our conversation on AI in the government space. Thank you for listening. For more podcasts by G2 Exchange Media, please visit www.fedhealthit.com and look for the podcast section at the top of the page. Music by Jam Studio, courtesy of Shutterstock Incorporated.